You are on.
All right. I'd like to call to order this Medina Township Trustees Special Meeting for February 10th of 2022. The time is now 6:32. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
All right, so the first thing on our agenda tonight is going to be approval of accounts payable. So I'd make a motion to approve our accounts payable for 2-4 of 2022 to 2-10 of 2022, starting with electronic check 12-2022 and going to check 14-2022 with physical checks 31958 all the way to 31961 for $115,740.39. And I'd like to incorporate this one page.
Second.
Any discussion on this one? None? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Just something to mention, and we'll come up to this. I don't know if you're going to do this next stuff, but there was an OPERS. You'll see the OPERS payment on that I just made today. If we don't get the budget in place before the February OPERS payment is due, we will have to do a supplemental for the road and bridge for OPERS. There's not going to be enough left. There's only, I think, around $3,000 left in there, so that won't be enough. Just to let you know.
Next thing on our list is the purchase orders and training requests. Do you guys, anybody have a purchase order?
No.
Me? All right, well, I have a purchase order. I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. Department's going to be admin. Our vendor's going to be the PSE Credit Union. This is going to be the 2022 HSA contribution for Chrissy Moore. The amount is $5,500.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood? Aye. Then the year-end budget resolution. I move to adopt resolution number 02102022-013 and send the certificate of the total amount from all sources available for expenditures and balances dated December 31st of 2021 from the office of Medina Township, Medina County, Ohio to the county auditor and incorporate these two pages as reference.
Second.
Discussion on this one?
I don't know if you've seen this. I don't know if the school uses the same format or not, but
I looked it over, but I didn't
digest
it. I just kind of know what you got to get done.
So yes, this has to go to the county, and they have their budget meeting on the third Friday of each month, and we have to have this to them the Wednesday before that. So we would have had to have a special meeting, or we would have been pushed into March. I didn't want to do that because we are running short on a lot of line items. So what this really means, if you look at the columns, you'll see like the reserve for encumbrances. A lot of these we've used up already, but this was anything that we had open on purchase orders for the year. So some of it's been paid off already. Some of it is still reserved for encumbrance. You know, a lot of that ARP money is included in this. But it does break it down on the second page. You can see which of the levy funds or special revenue funds that has those line items reserved, and then you'll see what's carried over for appropriations, and then in the second column from the right, you'll see what the county had put on our original certificate that they're expecting us to get in, and then that last column shows what they're expecting for our total revenue. It did go over the $10 million. I just did want to make mention that normally would put all elected officials into that next break, for salary wise, but I don't suggest us taking that. I think we've talked about that before, but because that is just the ARP fund money and that's really only going to be that one time deal, I wouldn't suggest that. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, so anyways, that's how, and plus, we don't really know. I mean, a lot of this is, it's a guessing game as far as property taxes go. You know, if, so, and it's just such a small amount over, so I don't, I think we should not do that. But anyhow, so this will go off to the county tomorrow, or tonight even, we'll send it in. And then I would expect that, usually they get it back to us, because they email it now, the certificate. So we will probably have it back that last week of, what is it, February, okay, the 17th. So we'll probably get the certificate sometime in, like, the week of the 21st, and then we can schedule our permanent budget meeting anytime after that. So, if you guys want to start, you know, just thinking about dates, and then maybe we can talk about that at next week's meeting, so.
Thank you, that's great.
Did you guys vote on that?
We've had a roll call.
Roll call.
Ms. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Any other discussion? Board?
No.
Anything for you?
No.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Your roll call.
Ms. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right, the time is now 6:38. I adjourn this meeting.
Do you have questions?
No, I just want to.